Perek Zayin, Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, Ketzad Tzolah. Shpud Shel Rimon, Taim Am Lefarsh Gemara, they recently explained in the Gemara, V'noisein Es Krav, K'dechsev Sli Eish Roisho Al Krav, as it says in the Pasuk, that Sli Eish with the head on top of the, on the legs. Kulo Ke'echon Mashem, which implies all this should be together. Kamin bishul huzeshem avashal b'nei meo b'sechel, because you're cooking the intestines inside of it. Kamo b'sof l'gder, it says if it's inside the pot, toil and chutzala, toichman b'shvua l'malo m'bishul l'tzala, you're going to stick it into the, onto the spit, on top of the mouth of the sheep. Lo al shvua, the shal parisal if it's metal. Afarash gemar, so in the gemar, shema teches, there's a metal, because shemeschaim m'ksasal, some of it becomes hot, and meschaimim, cool, all of it becomes hot. Benitzel Pesach Mochem Ashvud, and the Pesach is now going to be cooked from the heat of the spit. Shabbosaychel, that is inside of it. Shabbosaychel, because the part that's inside of it is Mischamim, like the Ksosel. Achisel gets heated up by the part that's sticking out of the sheep. Davalei Pesach Sli Machmas Davar Acher, and it's a current Pesach which is roasted through something else. Rachmon number Sliish, and the Torah says it should be by Sliish. Aschel is grills. It's all one reasoning. Gemara Shivi is kalnish, also shurus shurus is made rose. The chalchol ka'ishal arav, it's like the wood of a willow, the shell eagles, and of a nut. Sheishal him meich, I think they have a sap inside of it. Alone is yushal shu kash, I believe that's it's hard, and I believe that is an oak tree. Idi the isvahu kitri boil mish inhu besakina, you're gonna have to smooth it out with a knife. Matak bayit erach makum chatak vasakin, water's gonna come out of the place where you cut it with a knife. Havalei pesach melushal, and there's gonna be a pesach which is cooked. She kitrei the ain zerchla habersak, and you'll have to rub a knife on top of it. The nagla bar shasin, the tia bar shasin, it's a plant, it was only planted one year ago. But it could be piski rosh shvud shuhu makum chatachum motzimai, if the edge of the spit, which is the place where you cut it, and to have water come out of it. Magagle bay, libi piski lebay, chutzl pili pia pesach, outside of the mouth of the karm pesach, the ibapag mayim, because if water comes out of it, the oil of pesach is not going to go into the karm pesach. Kishem shashvud shalayich, kishetaylan oisoy, but how do we hang it in the oven, mchusa betle, and it's covered with the sheep, ein mashe besoycha tle, and this drop that which is inside the sheep does not get burnt, shatle, and make it a love because the sheep protects it. Kach shud shalantecha, so to a spit its metal, ein mashe besoycha tle, marsiach, machosfein, mixosa yezuchus letle, the part that's inside the sheep is not going to get heated up because of the heat of the part that's a little bit that's sticking outside of the sheep. Amru lo afal pish ein penimishal eis nisraf, even though the one is inside, the one is wood and it's inside, it does not burn. Al penimishal metechas marsiach. But if the part that's inside the sheep, if it's made of metal, it does get hot. Shezeshal eis cham mixosel or cham kulo, because when it's of wood, if a little bit gets heated up, and the whole thing doesn't get heated up, havalei tzliyish, and therefore it's going to be roasted by the fire and not the spit. Shezeshal metechas, and the one that is from metal, cham mixosel cham kulo, when part of it gets hot, all of it gets hot. Fulfill the mashabas chusim imen, even that which is covered from the fire. Therefore, havalei tzliyish wood is going to be roasted by the spit. Rabbi Yishmael Guru took up the nice and the sechel you put inside. It's really that's what he holds like Rabbi Yosef Galili. From our sechin, and when you heat it up, and mizrash and musuchin, you cook inside. And nishma kol v'sichas, and you can hear the noise of it getting hot. Toch toch. It could call us here like the sound of a pot. L'shnachrina, another pshat Rashi brings because of the svarim yishan is brought an old svarim tichbar is a lashon toch ubar inside and out. Kolayim, it's the same mula b'mifnim. It's filled up in the inside and it's seen outside. As if you stuffed goats and chickens by us. And examples by Abigail. It says, there are five sheep which are Suze, which is Toch and Bar. She says this was a pshat in the name of Rabbeinu Kolonimus. But Kulis is Lashon Koiva. The Chesh is like a copper hat, the Martimina Kulsud and Chasha. This really, Taylan Lamayla, but Roy Shai, he also, like the Rabbi Akiva, that you are hanging it on top of the head, but near Mikukoiva, and the Chesh is Al Rosh Kibor, it looks like a copper helmet on top of a strong person. Ezekidim Kulis and Tamatrak Mokum Shadavu, that we said in the Mishnah, the Mokum Shadavu, Shasalachal Sibir Avri Psachim, Rabbi Lov Psachim, you know, they eat roasted meat on the night of Pesach. The Zman is in nowadays. But Mokum Shalom Novo, in the place where they do not have the custom. Ke'echa, the number of the Pesach is comparable to Karim Pesach, Menir Ka'ochel Kachim. It's like a unikachim with the argus is b'chutzaris, but the gilin changes it to b'chutz. It's like a unikachim outside the basin English. Nishlak, the boy, because the doctor would think the nechtach that you cut it for hadin nishlak and afterwards you cooked it. When we shush a chutzla, once you got it, kainim says before you roast it, sudal havi makulis is longer considered makulis. Haimalusa is in puludura, balaz, kamoshanum malan hatzlaim vatarnagil, like we will stuff the sheep and chicken, bain basar, la tzamas between the meat and the bones. Sharia. Even if you cook the meat, that you put inside of it. Mutter, it's still mutter. Why? Even if you only salt in the mouth that you need for roasting it, even mulicha called tzarech, the kadera, then pshita. If you're going to salt enough that you need to put into a pot, then it is obvious. That the sheep is going to absorb blood that's coming out of the meat that's stuck inside of it. Pulled the lochus outside of it, v'shavu chama'ar, and is drawn out by the heat of the fire. Daf ayin dalet amud beis. Made of daivi. Lefi shekeshe nitla v'taner, when you're hanging in the oven, lupi beis ha-shkritos l'mata, and the cup of where you slaughtered is facing downwards, a dam, yetzi der chalal ha-tzavar. The blood's coming out through that, the hole in the neck. Shikari imports tzidliya. V'sheis is derech beis ha-shkrit, and it drips out from the place of the cut. La'akar b'shulu, because practically we think la'akar b'shulu tzli kamar. We have to talk about cooking, meaning roasting it. Tzli nami kar b'shul, because we also know the term, call roasting, use the term b'shul cooking. They cook the Pesach in fire, like you're supposed to, which means, and you were supposed to roast it. The shia balabala doesn't absorb. If you look at the even in a pot, not me sure is also permitted. But I forgot to look at the memory. Even you can't see the svara that it's being drawn out the same way it's absorbing. Tofle is beisa with a dough. Shikarim pashtida. It's called a pashtida. The imali tafle imish tam yofa balakam. If there's a good taste in the bread, havli the echom v'siyata the rabbi. This is a help to rabbi. Besmid the beisa shal soilus. It's a fine flour dough. It's a dough made of fine flour. Ve'ein in the bekas kol kach, it doesn't stick so much from the freches me'aleha, and it will crumble on its own. V'dam yesu men, the blood will come out of it. The mifr, lashon pirun, mifr is a language of crumbs. V'lav dechaz, the lechem of the bread. The zig, lashon zechuchus lovan, it means a white gold, the mitzolon, it's clear. Mar mohol habasar, shes of the lechem, this is the coloring of the juice, which of the meat, which is flowing into the bread. Kizuza chiyur tsuruf, she'im bo'ad mimus nam, it's someone who doesn't have the redness of the blood, v'ilo, and if not, lo ochel mina, he wouldn't eat from it. V'chiyuruso, v'kemach nakiyah, it's clean flour, ke'in shalom, similar to what we have, actually says she'im nusos, but it's not fine flour. The shar kosher, it's very hard. V'ein apolta doesn't excrete what is absorbed inside of it. The smida, the amar, li'el, we said earlier, the mifra, that it if it crumbles, it turns into crumbs. V'ein is asmik, mo'el shabasuch alechem, the juice which is inside the bread, bein lo asur chorin, it's not red. Sure, it's permitted. Shadam vade yoytzi, because if it bought for sure one else, but oidim ze, and this red is vade lo demus damhu. It's not the coloring of blood. Vilchasam lulisa shari, but filu pumuli elo, because shehi tuliy b'tanim was hanging in the oven. Vafogav the achshav inek of lotzis adam. Even though there's no hole for the blood to come out of it, still shari is permitted. Why kibol basur hachiton kach poto? Because just like the animal meat is absorbing it, and so too it's secreting it. And the heat of the fire is drawing it out. Umsa meiv umizuki. Umsa is a piece of meat. Asmik, which got red chetichas. What's every piece of meat is a ishkanturo balaz. The chayin beitzi zocher, the male organ of the animal, the asin, which is reddish, v'chein misuki, which is chutin gasin, the large veins, shin vridin, which are veins of a base of shkita, which are in the neck of where you slaughter it. Pligi buck, and the first book, ta'il, the kaimen, is going to explain the machlikas later, ta'achin gumi, that you put it on coals. B'chol, ta'irakul, the kolhecha, the chasis, book, ta'il, anywhere you see that they are arguing. V'eitmar, stomachad, omar, the kulu, v'chad, omar, l'chum, and it says that one of them, it just says, stam, one is lenient, one is stringent. V'lopi, shmiha, mekel, mumiha, macher, doesn't explain which one is the lenient one, which one's the stringent one. That is shinel, shavav, acha, l'chum, the rav, is going with stringency, v'ravinus, the kulu, ravinus, being lenient, v'lchus, b'kulu, k'de, v'mekel, and on the halacha, by all of them, is like the lenient opinion. Made the diet of shaper dummy, and it's fine. Af b'melach ma'atim with a little bit of salt, b'taras sleek, just like you would salt by roasting. Some sell the dummel nivla bo, and the blood gets absorbed inside of it. Shivi late shavim as the damage draws out the blood. Talia chalia mayel hayyitzim imenu Kishachoscha, that's the juice which is coming out of it when you cut it. Lishnachrina, another version of Rashi says, Shecholtin loisa v'chomitz, that you're like boiling it in vinegar, la'achatz le'osel, after you have roasted, v'domol nischat l'soichon, and the blood gets squeezed inside of it. Asmik chali is aser, lo garis hu v'chali, you know, on the gears of hu v'chali, for Rav Acha Kamerle, and Rav Acha saying it to Mikkel, that he was lenient, hu v'chali, and b'chid aser, when it's the chali, then he is the vinegar, he is agreeing that it is aser. Migam aleila hu chala to that vinegar, chala is chaymet, it's vinegar, the cholot v'itzli, the idna that you are, it's like boiling the roasted thing on it now. Kedei lohitzi damo in order to get out its blood. Lo cholot bei zinachrisi. You shouldn't use it another time. Levish emo kayachod. It doesn't have the strength anymore. Mis maha cholosh. It's weak. Meikar was originally weak before you did anything to it. The chaltein bei. They would still allow you to do chalito.